Thoughts on Luke. Luke chapter 1 verse 38. Submission. I wanted to choose the title resignation, but resignation somehow to me seems to have a negative connotation. Submission. Now, Elizabeth before her and now Mary, both these two women, one an old lady and one a young girl, have had staggering announcements. Elizabeth is going to bear John the Baptist. Mary is going to carry the Messiah. Both are absolutely impossible. Elizabeth is barren, she's well past age, and Mary is unmarried. She's a virgin. But the announcement has come, the glorious announcement. John the Baptist is coming, Elizabeth is already 6 months pregnant, and Mary is going to bear the Messiah. Now we have Mary's reaction, just as Elizabeth's. A willing submission, as I say, resignation, but thus, I don't mean that in a negative way. She willingly submits herself to the will of God. This is no light matter. These announcements are amazing. They're life-changing announcements. And just think of what it meant for this young girl. In Elizabeth's case, for her to bear a child at this late age would, of course, be cause of rejoicing. But think what it would be for Mary and her family, for Joseph. What's going to happen to her reputation? What's going to happen to Joseph's reputation? What's going to happen to their future? Many, many difficult, awkward, clashing thoughts would come into her mind. But no, she says, Luke 1 verse 38, I am the Lord's servant. May it be. I am willing, whatever happens, whatever the cost, whatever my reputation goes through, whatever Joseph says, whatever about our future, so be it, so be it. Yes, if you like resignation, but I think it's more than that. It's a positive willingness to submit to the Lord's sovereign will. And this is the way. The sovereignty of God is not a piece in an academic chess game. It's meant to be lived upon, and it's meant to be such as to support us in death. I remember a dear friend who's long since dead telling me he heard a very fine sermon on election. He said, but election, it is a wonderful subject, but it's to live on it, isn't it? It's to live on it, and of course, it's to die on it. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Now, to my mind, Anne Steele is a writer that captures this. Father, whate'er of earthly bliss thy sovereign will denies, accepted at thy throne of grace, let this petition rise, give me a calm, a thankful heart. Yes, it's not just simply accepting it, as it were, a thankful heart, free from every murmur. Let's say that again. Give me a calm, a thankful heart, from every murmur free, the blessings of thy grace impart, and make me live to thee. Let the sweet hope that thou art mine, my life and death attend, thy presence through my journey shine, and crown my journey's end. Yes, I think Anne Steele has got it right. Mary shows the spirit. Elizabeth did. But Mary is in another class. She's a young maiden, and so much could be falling apart in her life. But I am the Lord's servant. His will be done. Brother and sister, that's the way in our trials too. I'm not saying this because I've attained to it or because it's easy, but it is the scriptural way. May the will of the Lord be done. God is sovereign, and this means in every moment of every day.